This is 89.1 WEMU, and on today's Issues of the Environment, we're going to deal with invasion. I'm David Fair, and what we're talking about is invasive plant species. These non-native plants are not just a nuisance, but a real ecological problem. There are good works being done to deal with this exact problem, and you need look no further than Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum. Those local institutions have become a model in stewarding management and remediation of the non-native plant problems. Joining us today is Stephen Parrish. Stephen serves as Natural Areas Specialist at the Gardens and Arboretum, and thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
I've been doing this Issues of the Environment segment for over 30 years now, and all that time, invasive plants repeatedly come up as a focal point. Here in 2026, how pervasive is the problem in Washtenaw County and the Huron River watershed?
Well, we have woody plants that have been intentionally brought here and accidentally, and European buckthorn is probably going to be the most important one. Really shades out our natural areas. And here we have at the botanical gardens, probably 60-year-old buckthorns. So they've been here decades, casting shade and making it difficult for our native plants and animals that thrive on those plants to successfully cohabitate. We have new plants every year, it seems, you know, new invasive plants with globalization. We have a lot of oriental bittersweet vine as a woody vine. I see it almost as kind of the kudzu of the north. So, yeah, we are continually trying to find ways to manage these plants through a variety of different means.
Not all non-native plant species are illegal to bring into the U.S., but there is a pretty strict regulatory process for getting permits to do so. And you mentioned that some have been brought here intentionally and some have kind of snuck their way in. How do so many species make it into our natural areas?
Well, there have been ones here for many years, and it kind of took a while before it kind of became a critical mass. And so, you know, buckthorn has been here for probably over 100 years, but it's only been in the last 40 or 50 that they've been a real problem. So I think they just kind of bided their time, and they're actually dispersed by birds largely. Other plants are wind-pollinated, or wind-dispersed, rather. And so those are actually really problematic as well. We have one called black swallowwort. It's a member of the milkweed family. And if you know anything about milkweed, that's the fluffy seeds that fly up in the air.
And it's when it snows in the spring and summer, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so you can have a population in one area, and then it leaps over, and then, you know, it's just wherever the seed is took. And really, really hard to manage. But with the regulations, not many are coming in here intentionally anymore, but it's just they hitch a ride on pallet material, the seeds, you know, or if we're even talking about invasive animals, you know, like the emerald ash borer, that came in on pallet material from Asia. And so with regulations, they're doing a good job, but it's what is already here, and what is accidentally brought in, which is what the real problem is.
We'll talk about how we're dealing with, managing, and trying to remediate some of these issues, but perhaps you can explain what happens to the ecology of our land, to our watershed, and to our animal life when some of these species begin to crowd out the native landscape.
Sure. You know, these plants evolved largely in Europe or Eurasia, and there are checks and balances wherever any plant is growing to kind of keep them in check. Fungus, disease, insects, when you bring something, you know, from another continent, then likely there are very few, if any, of these insects, pathogens that kind of keep the numbers down. You know, every plant is vying for sunlight. And, you know, when you have a plant that is fast growing, it's interesting if you look at the leaf of, say, a cherry tree versus the leaf of a buckthorn, you will see no insect damage on the buckthorn, but the cherry leaf will have, you know, bite marks, and so that leaf is providing
sustenance and food, yeah.
Yeah, for our local insects. And what eat the insects? The birds, and so on. So these non-native plants are sometimes deemed kind of sterile. They provide little to no ecological services. And, you know, you mentioned watershed. They actually increase erosion because they crowd out the herbaceous plants. And it's those small, fine root hairs on the roots that help lock that soil in place. And so when you have this dense shade, then you have these big water events, then you actually increase the erosion because of the lack of these fine root hairs that are found in our herbaceous layer.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our Issues of the Environment conversation continues with Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum Natural Area Specialist Stephen Parrish. I kind of assume that most of the work to address the non-native plant problem each year would blossom in the spring with the greening of the trees, but turns out I may have assumed wrong. Why is winter, this time of year, these conditions vital in managing the invasive plant life in our local ecosystem?
Yeah, woody plants, trees and shrubs, and some vines are best managed in the wintertime for a number of reasons. We have a number of wetlands on the property, and if you were to go in there in the summertime, you know, it's a wetland. It's really muddy and mucky. And in this winter in particular, it's really cold. It's covered with snow. And so you can get out into these sensitive wet areas with heavy equipment and manage some of this stuff without causing as much disturbance to the soil. And all the animals are, you know, like especially the, you know, snakes, rare snakes. They're hibernating right now, and so we're not endangering a number of animals as well. So it's easier to see. You know, there's no leaves on the tree. You can see the shape of the land, and you can really do some heavy-duty clearing of these non-native shrubs and trees quite easily. And the results are very satisfying and, you know, long-lasting.
I mentioned at the outset that the work your team is doing at the Botanical Gardens and Arboretum are considered a model in the field. As that work is being completed in the winter and on forward through the year, what work is done to restore native plants and vegetation as future protections?
Yeah, after we do clearing of these invasive shrubs, then there are a number of different tools we can use, techniques that we can use to help fill those voids. One thing we did last year and we plan to do this year again is called live staking, which is where you at the very end of the winter or very early spring before bud bursts, you can cut sections of stems of woody plants, dogwood, willow, ninebark, elderberry, you know, about 18 inches long, about a rule of thumb size, and you basically jam them in the ground. It needs to be in a pretty wet area. You want to have about two-thirds of the plant stem into the ground.
And it takes on a life of its own, doesn't it?
It basically, yeah. You can reinforce stream banks and wetland areas. And so it's pretty low maintenance, too. You know, you just go out and cut these stems off. You soak them in some water with some willow branches. And the next day, you pop them in the ground with a rubber mallet. We had really good success, too, probably, you know, 50%, but it's, you know, we put 400 or 500 live stakes in last year, and that's, you know, 250 plants. And so that's one way. You can also put native seed down in some of these areas, because now that there's an excess of light, sunlight, you're going to trigger some of these native herbaceous plants. Sometimes we'll even just see what pops up, because sometimes that seed is lying dormant. And all it needs is a little bit of sunlight to open it up. And then you can have, you know, nice rare plants even coming back where once we didn't have them or know that they existed there.
I really appreciate you explaining all that you have and taking time to take us through the process of preparing through the winter and working towards the spring and the greening of the state of Michigan and Washtenaw County. Thank you for the conversation, Stephen.
Happy to be here. Thank you, David.
That is Stephen Parrish. He is Natural Area Specialist at Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum in Ann Arbor and has been our guest on Issues of the Environment. If you need more information, stop by our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You hear it every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti.